Dean Phillips on the show starting. He's candid. He's honest. You don't have to agree with him. But he often makes news when he's on the show. Here's what he thinks about Kamala Harris and how she's ran her campaign so far.
And we'll make good decisions based on the best interests of the country. But I'm not going to lie and tell you that I think that she's run a good campaign. I think the people surrounding her have done a very poor job of introducing her, her platform, her principles, what she would do differently than President Biden, and so many of the basic elements of campaigning that generate interest and invitation.
I've made it clear before this interview, I agree with that point 100%. And I'll repeat what I said 2 weeks ago. I'll repeat what I said following the Dean conversation. Considering the circumstances. First of all, on this show in July of 2022, I said Joe Biden should not run for office. And then later that month, I asked Dean Phillips the same question. He became the first congressman who said the same thing. And I'm seeing a lot of cheap shots at Phillips today. Phillips was 1,000% right. The number of Democrats who, in my opinion, are frauds about this, taking cheap shots at Phillips. He told the truth about Joe Biden 2 years ago. And now so many of you are supporting Harris. Just admit, Phillips and the few others who were willing to say it were telling the truth, that he was not the same person in 2020. 2020, did I think he was up for the job? I did. I think the evidence was overwhelming about his decline. And I think, first of all, Biden should have announced it then. He said he's going to be a transition candidate. But he loved it. He wanted to be president his whole life. And he stayed too long until he absolutely embarrassed himself and let Donald Trump, of all people, embarrass him in the debate. Considering they had such short time, I get the pushback from people. They still should have had a mini campaign. And if Democrats still want to be mainly true to their core, just like Republicans are going to, although that switched, it's just whatever Trump's for now, that's your core. They should have had a mini primary. And I think for circumstance, they would have been better off picking somebody than the vice president because she doesn't separate herself from Joe Biden. Now, on what Dean Phillips thinks could happen with the election, including if the election was today.
It's not the way I want it to go, but I have to be forthright. Anecdotally, based on the metrics that I'm seeing and the polls and my intuition, yes. I would have to say that I'm feeling that Donald Trump will be the next president.
That's as of now. Who knows what can take place? Again, what could stick to Trump? Seems like nothing. I've been saying that, what was it, a couple weeks now? I think I'm leaning that Trump's going to win. There's a 0.0% chance I'm ever voting for Trump or ever considering voting for Trump. But this is the game, because a lot of Democrats are mad at Phillips because he's saying this. You are allowed to heavily criticize Donald Trump and also say the person you're going to vote for hasn't lived up to what you think she's capable of or the individual running the office should be held that responsible. Donald Trump and held the standards, the true MAGA folks will not. He's judged unlike most politicians. That doesn't mean we can't hold other politicians up to standards. I wouldn't trust Donald Trump leading a tour of the White House. Now, last night, did somebody tell an offensive joke? Yeah, they did. By the way, a comedian who I'd barely heard of, Dave, who tells offensive jokes on a regular basis. So Trump White House, excuse me, the Trump administration and the folks running the campaign, the Trump campaign, should not have been surprised by this, the cheap shot about Puerto Rico. They quickly tried to separate themselves from that, which they normally don't do. There were other B-level people who said some offensive things. To me, yeah, it does matter what other people say. But I'm more worried about Trump and Harris right now. And if last night Donald Trump said stuff that's new to you, you're just not paying attention. And by the way, Donald Trump, I believe John Kelly, that Donald Trump opined about Hitler and the loyalty his generals, he thought, provided, even though some of Hitler's generals were trying to kill him. Trump in history,
minor point.
Doesn't pay attention. Do I think Donald Trump is even close to Adolf Hitler? I do not in any way think he is close to Adolf Hitler, who gassed and killed 6 million people. Do I want him anywhere near the White House? I do not. Do I think that was a Nazi-type rally last night? I do not. He wanted a rally in the town that he misses massively, in the biggest arena in the city. Did he have some individuals who said frightening, staggering comments? Yeah, that happens on a regular basis with this guy. The awkwardness with he and Melania, oh my God, just stop it. No one's buying that. But no, I don't think Donald Trump and Adolf Hitler are close. Does he say frightening things that he will have more power to carry out, which is part of the reason why I won't spend a second considering voting for him? The enemy within? And he is talking. He says, Nancy Pelosi, he says the husband. This guy who made fun of Paul Pelosi getting attacked over and over and over again. A guy who could have killed Paul Pelosi. Is he talking about potentially having to use the military and the guard against his enemies? Is he willing to make deals with other dictators across the globe? Does he want extraordinary power that the Constitution doesn't afford a president? Yes, he does. You're also allowed to look at his opponent, to me, and say more than she's not just him. If you want to, that's fine. You also can be someone like myself who, I'm not voting for anybody MAGA, but I'm not ashamed of any votes that I've cast for Republicans when they actually were Republicans and they were center-right folks. We need more John McCain, Mitt Romney, Jim Ramstad, not Arne Carlson now, because Arne Carlson's been a Democrat for, I don't know, 15 years, but Arne Carlson back then.
Yeah.
We don't have those anymore because if they speak up, they're called the rhino. No, the rhino's Donald Trump. He's the one who was a Democrat for decade after decade after decade. And if Romney would have won, he probably would have ran in 16 against Romney as a Democrat. He's just an opportunist, and it's worked out magnificently. He won. He got beat. He's lying, thinks he won. And he's locked in a tight race. So you are allowed, even though nothing sticks to Trump, and that should be never forgotten for his core supporters, to still have a standard for Harris. Do you agree or disagree with that?
You are allowed to have a standard. Of course you're allowed to have a standard. And that's what makes this election so darn difficult to figure out, to analyze, for the media to cover. Because the candidates are obviously so vastly different, not speaking policy at all, but just in simply demeanor, in simply how they speak, in simply how they act, in simply their, you know, their personas. And I get why the media I should say why people complain about the media being critical of Harris, being, in their mind, overly critical, saying, look, you're nitpicking her speeches, you're nitpicking, you know, her interviews, saying, well, she's a little word salad here and not answering this here, when Donald Trump is on the other side. I totally understand why people are making that argument and why they are blaming the media for that. But I think it absolutely goes the other way of, if you don't think the media has been harsh on Donald Trump for going on 8+ years now and pointing out not just the small things, but obviously the gigantic, the enormous, massive things, then I can't help you. Because I mean, the media has been 10 times more harsh on him than relentless. They have been on her. Yes. And so, you know, complain all you want. The media's, yes, treating Kamala Harris like a normal presidential candidate when you just simply cannot do that with Donald Trump.
And by the way, if you look at, if you view them as traditional outlets who will also hold Harris accountable, it's not as if those outlets don't follow up on Trump constantly.
Yeah.
When he says things that until 2015 you would not believe a presidential contender or a president would say. And if they did, you say, campaign ended then. I said numerous times, 2015, 2016, well, that's it. He's done. I was 1,000% wrong. He was the president.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they don't hold him accountable. And by the way, do I think democracy is going to end the next 4 years? I don't. I think it's overwhelmingly clear, though, that the guardrails he had in the first term will not be there. And there will be more concerns about the Constitution just as a bystander. There's a story now today where they're looking at, if they win, getting their appointments approved quickly without the complete background check.
That's good.
Feeling like that slowed them down too much. And I forget how to pronounce his last name. Boris Epstein, who's a total Trump acolyte, who's in the inner circle. By the way, he couldn't get his background check approved. He was involved in the fake elector nonsense. And he's the one who's pushing to get individuals into positions quicker with a less stringent background check. That's the guy who is going to be in charge. So there are reasons to be concerned. This idea, and by the way, the Biden administration incompetent on the immigration battle and securing the border. But if you're not concerned about how they're going to approach just a total roundup, because they don't articulate, there's some level of it's bluster and he talks and talks and talks. But there are some things that I think even moderate Republicans are going to look at if he's president and say, holy bleep, he's really doing this. And you're able to have a conversation with different levels of criticism, consternation, and standards. Is this the most important election ever? I don't know. I thought we heard that with Hillary. And I thought we heard
it
with Biden.
We did.
And you just asked me off air, if I had to put money down, who do I think will be representing the Republican Party in 2028? And who did I say?
Elon.
I really do. That would be my guess right now.
It's not a bad guess.
Right.
If you're going to put a short list on there, he's absolutely has to be on it.
So if it's Musk versus Harris, or it's Musk after Trump and Josh Shapiro, would that be maybe the most important? I'm not trying to downplay this, but all the ones with Trump have been viewed a little different. And the differences between every one of the candidates is enormous. I wish we had two or three other candidates to view as an option, and until the voters step up, that's never going to happen. Jason will join us as we lean into his show, starting a little past 3 here on CCO.